Welcome again, Calvin. Video
Thank you.
number two. And this one I had to pick the headline again. So I did. I wrote to you a new world business this time. And what changes do you see, and how to do it to succeed now and in the future?
I think a lot.
Big questions.
Yeah, big questions. I think a lot of it is, my bet anyway, is on treating people with respect, like you actually give a damn about other people. Like putting care and attention into what you do, like you actually give a damn about the work that you do. And like integrity is a word, is something that's huge for me. I have a beef with the whole online marketing world because there's so much lying and deception. And I find it so odd. Like people run ads and then they'll say things like, you know, get your seat, you know, webinar, register for the webinar now, seats fill up fast. I'm like, dude, like, what are you talking about? Like, it's unlimited. Like, why? Right?
Yeah.
Or like, I only have like 10 copies left of this thing. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, I mean, like, it's just silly. Like, or like, this offer is coming down soon, and you know that they've been running ads to that thing for like 3 months, and they're like, I mean, it's like, just like, don't treat me like I'm like, if you treat me like I'm dumb, right? You're going to get either only people who are dumb as your customers, and maybe that's what you want, and that's great. Or you get normal people, but they're going to hold their nose while they buy your stuff, and they're not going to trust you properly again, right? Like that they lose trust, and you just paid money to acquire this customer. Like that, like why would you start the relationship by lying to them? I just, yeah, just not my style. I don't understand that.
No,
but it's
I have
common.
The same when you can get it the price off with the normally prices that and that, and you can get it 70% cheaper, and
yeah,
I don't buy it.
No. Yeah. I think like bonuses are a legit thing. Like that really works. Like, hey, get this thing, get these things. Bonuses, I think that's totally fair. I think saying that something has a real world value of something is fine, but don't say that you discounted it if you didn't, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, just don't lie. Like, I just don't think that's a good business decision or just the right thing to do either. But I also think it's business strategy wise, it's just dumb. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thinking too, like there's so many businesses that if we go outside of that world that are kind of catering to people's addictions. It's really fascinating to me with like the big ones like caffeine, right? Caffeine is massive business. I don't think caffeine is very good for you, but there's a lot of money in it, right? And any business knows that if they can kind of hook into an addiction, it's really good because people are going to keep buying that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to keep justifying it. So I get it. It's just not something that appeals that much to me. Like alcohol is another one. Like in this city, in New York City, there's basically no restaurant. I'm sure this is the true across the world, but it's interesting here because rents are so damn high, but basically no restaurant can survive like other than selling alcohol. Right. And so alcohol being the other big addiction, like, so you have to get people to buy liquor to pay rent, and like rents are high because of alcohol sales. Like, and during COVID, like gyms were closed, but liquor stores were open. It's like, guys, like this is not, this is not good.
No.
And so, yeah. So to me, the new world of business is actually like being more interested in serving what is good for people. And the reason I'm shaking my head here is because like if you literally only sold people what they needed, technically there wouldn't be an economy, right? So it's still going to be, you're selling people what they want, and people want all kinds of things for all kinds of dumb reasons. Like, we're humans. That's how that works. Like, we buy things because we think, oh, it's going to give us something. And then we mature and we realize, oh my God, it didn't. Like, I bought some, when was this, like 13 years ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago, I bought this BMW Roadster sports car that I've been dreaming of for years. And I was just like, so I just wanted that car so bad. And it finally was in a place, like, moved to the US where cars are way cheaper than in Denmark. And I was able to afford one used. And I loved that car and I felt amazing. I felt like I'm just like impenetrable. I felt on top of the world for like 2 weeks exactly. And then it was just a car. Yeah. It was a nice car, but it was just a car. It was a huge wake up moment for me. I was like,
yeah,
damn, I really thought once I had that car, I'd made it. And yeah. No, it didn't last.
It's very, I think we are going to see huge changes. It's starting a little that we don't, we get aware that, yeah, buying the car or buying the sofa, of course, we need a sofa to sit in. It's not that, but we can see it's like peeing our pants. Mm-hmm. What's the real need? What's my real needs, right?
Yeah.
What changes do you observe in US right now, business wise? Are they changing?
It's a good question. Well, and when it comes to that online marketing world, I meet more and more people who are kind of fed up with that, like the empty promises and the quick wins. I do connect with a number of people who are like, yeah, like tired of that. In the broader economy, I don't know. I mean, we definitely see, I don't think we're in a good place. Like, I think like more and more stuff is moving online and to massive retailers. Like, if you look at COVID, it was a massive, you know, transfer of wealth from local shops and local businesses and middle-class people to giant corporations that became worth so much more, right? It was like heist in daylight. It was crazy. And I think there's still, like, there's so much power in those massive corporations that pay off so many politicians to make sure that nothing changes there, that there's going to be, like, it's going to be a while till we see a change, but I do think that we are going to see a change. I think there is at the population level, like, people are just fed up with it and they're ready for change. And I think there's going to be a big kind of resurgence of doing business with people that you know, like on a more personal level, like that, like smaller vendors and you build relationships with, et cetera. I think that's going to be a thing. And I think there is going to be that resurgence of people caring about what they do. Like, people want something meaningful to do. They want to use their money in a way that is meaningful to them. And I think, like, my whole spiel, my whole shtick is to, like, really put love and care and attention to detail into the products that we make, into the way that we serve and support people, into how we communicate with people, and, like, yeah, really be real with people, put some intelligence into what we're doing. And what's fascinating is what I'm seeing is that it doesn't take that much to do remarkably better than the norm. Like, one of my projects, my game plan here is like building Simplero, the software, to be like a you know, wildly successful company, an incredible product with amazing customer service, and like you really grow dramatically from a revenue perspective, and then leverage that to build other businesses. And one of the ones that I want to build is a hotel chain, just because I've stayed in so many hotels, and almost all hotels suck. Like, mostly, like, when Steve Jobs created the Apple store, he met with his chief of retail in a warehouse every day for months, and they had built a mock Apple store in that warehouse, and he would go in every day, and then he would like go to that store as if he was a shopper, and then they would change something and like tweak it and adjust, and what if the tables were laid out like this and the products were like this, and where do we hide the drawers and the things, like, you know, that whole, and he put so much attention to detail into designing those stores. I want to do the same for a hotel room. So we build a mock hotel room in a warehouse, and then I come and I with my suitcase, and I go to that hotel room and I unpack, and then I stay the night, and I get up and shower in the morning. It's like, nobody designs a hotel room for people. Like, where do I put my stuff? Where do I put my laundry? Where do I put my toiletries back after I've emptied? Where do I put all my things? They don't think about these things when they actually design the place, mostly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, why not do that? But it's that level of thinking, is that approach to thinking that I want to apply to every type of product that I interact with. Like, mm-hmm. how do we make it better? Like, how do I design products that I wish existed and put so much love into them because I use them? I want to use them. Mm-hmm.
But our consciousness is also rising.
Mm-hmm.
So I really see that we get to see more wholeness. We can see and feel more what's right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when the consciousness is rising, I think we will choose difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. I mean, you want to pay. You know, you want to work. Buy from people that you feel a resonance with, right?
Mm.
And I was just thinking, like, one of the things that, by the way, we were talking about Denmark versus America before. One of the things that's so amazing about America is that it's such a huge market, like 350 million or so in the US, right? It's like, coming from Denmark, where we are 5, maybe 6 million people, it's almost impossible to like wrap my head around, for me, how many people that is. 350 million.
Mm.
It's wild. It's a huge number.
Yeah.
But what that means is that there's so many indie entrepreneurs who put products on the market. And thanks to Facebook, I have lots of issues with Facebook, but I love the fact that Facebook makes it possible for someone with an idea or a product to connect with people at scale who want this product, who are interested in this product, right? And so I find it really sad with all the crackdown that's happening on, like, all the privacy stuff and Apple and all the posturing, all that stuff. Because what they're, like, they're not really hurting Facebook. They're hurting all the small entrepreneurs. Those are the ones that are finding it harder and more expensive to actually find the customers for mm-hmm. their wares. Mm-hmm. So I think that's misguided, but the point I'm making is that someone who's like, I think we could do a better like water bottle, right? They will go do that. Like, this water bottle is fantastic. For example, it's a company called Purist, and it's metal inside, but it's coated with a thin layer of glass because you don't want to drink water out of metal, because it the metal seeps into the water, and then, like, that's toxins for your body. Glass is the best for water, for drinking, but glass is also very fragile, right? So they wrap the, like, a thin glass film on top of a metal bottle, so it's very sturdy. But anyway, so these kinds of products you can find on the market in the US, and there's tons of them, and they will never make it to Denmark, right? Because the market is just too small, and they're like, and then there might be some Danish entrepreneur who comes up with an idea someplace at some point, and that, like, great, they bring it to market, and then eventually they bring it outside of Denmark and also get scale. And that might happen sometimes, but not at scale. And so that's one of the magical things about the US, is that just that the availability of amazing stuff that you can get here that you can't get anywhere else, especially if you're on the cutting edge of things like actually caring about toxins that you put in your body, or, you know, the foods you eat and how they're treated and things like that. It's incredible for that.
Mm. 1 minute left.
Yes.
How shall we end up this conversation?
What changes do we see in the new world of business? I think, again, the people are waking up and they're rising up and they're taking more control and power. And I think that's a very good thing. I think we're going to revert to something that's much more local, much more peer, not necessarily geographically local, though that too, but also like just more peer to peer, right? That you're like, you have a relationship with the people that you buy from. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge thing.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah. Yes.
Calvin, thanks for joining. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Will you say hi to your beautiful wife from me?
I shall. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye.
All right.